Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studios, it's time for the Owner's Manual. Brought to you by two Zaxby's locations in Marietta, Lower Roswell Road and South Marietta Parkway.
Good morning. This is John Silvey with the Owner's Manual. I am here with Michelle Burke of Burke Design and Planning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So we're going to get right into it, and I'm going to ask you a few questions about Burke Design and Planning.
Excellent.
So let's start with what was your inspiration for starting your business up?
Sure. So that's always kind of a tough question to answer because it started at a pretty young age. Kind of always had that entrepreneurial spirit from the time I launched my first lemonade stand. Knew I always wanted to be my own boss in some fashion, shape, or form. Throw in my love for the creation process, logistics and planning, and then design is really something that's important to me. So that landed me in the event planning industry right after college. And then the notion to really start putting some intention behind my goals of planning and implementing Burke Design and Planning, I went to a workshop in February that was aimed at small business creative types who own their own own businesses. It's called Gather Workshop, started by two local gals here in Atlanta. One's a photographer and another is kind of a designer and brand specialist. So I was kind of overwhelmed by the community in Atlanta and the other creatives that had started their own business, got really inspired, and like I said, started to put some intention behind those goals and started Burke Design and Planning in April of this year. So ever since then, it's just been a really exciting adventure.
Well, I know that you you have a daytime job.
Sure
and
do.
This, you do this on the nights and weekends. Mm-hmm. So do you have plans of just making this your full-time job as like your career and that's it?
Yeah, you know, down the road, I see Burke Design and Planning as being a full-time venture. I'm lucky to have a full-time job right now that I really enjoy. But I'd like to, you know, down the road, really start to make Burke Design and Planning my number one priority.
Okay. So since starting Burke Design and mm-hmm. Planning, what has been a recent project that you've done?
One of the most recent projects I worked on was actually a styled shoot. And for those listeners who might not know what a styled shoot is, it's basically you putting together an editorial shoot to showcase your talents and just some of the unique design out there and maybe highlight some trends that are going on in the event industry. So I was able to work with a local photographer. Her name's Alea Moore, and she approached me about wanting to do a lifestyle type styled shoot. So we got together, started to design a dinner party type setting, took place at Milton's Cocktail and Cuisine down in Milton, Georgia, which is actually where I grew up. So we got together within a month, a bunch of vendors, a florist, somebody with some vintage china, and, you know, a variety of other things. The restaurant provided the cocktails and the food, and we had some models show up. So that was a really fun project to work on, kind of challenged me creatively to come up with some unique design, do things that hadn't been done before. And that actually was featured in Camille Style's lifestyle blog in August of this year. So it was really exciting to see my work for the first time published online by somebody else. So
it makes you feel good.
It does. Yeah, definitely.
So what type of events does Burke Design and Planning do?
Well, you know, I really have a true appreciation for gatherings of all sizes. So my size ranges. Sometimes I'll do events that are, you know, an intimate dinner party that might have 15 people. But I've also done events with 150 people. So they range from all over the board. But I definitely specialize in weddings, dinner parties, social gatherings, birthdays, and even corporate gatherings as well. So I've done a couple charity events in addition to that. So I kind of range all over the board. So I get to work with a lot of really unique clients.
Well, that's good. So what is one of your favorite opportunities since launching Burke Design?
You know, I think overall, as like a broad answer to that question, one of my favorite opportunities has been able to work with a lot of other creatives in the community, get to learn from my peers who also work in the creative field and collaborate with them. There's nothing like coming together and having an idea of a design and then working with all these different people who are super talented, like a florist, like a photographer, and getting day of going to the event and just seeing it all come together. So overall, that's been one of my favorite experiences because getting to work with those people is really invaluable. But so far to date, I think my favorite event that I've worked on was the first event that I ever did, which was a 30th birthday party down in South Florida. My client knew that she was my first client and she let me have creative control over the whole event. And she put a lot of confidence in me, as you know, it being my first event, and it went over really well. It was amazing to see that from start to finish. And that feeling is just, there's no words for it.
Well, that's great. And it's always great when they give you full rein.
Exactly.
They just tell you a little bit about what they want and then say, okay, go.
Yep. And one of the things that I really do, whenever I first, you know, get to work with a client is that relationship between me and a client is really important. So I like to get to know them first before we even talk about the event. I want to know their personality. I want to know if it's a corporation, what their company's culture is. And then as I'm planning the event, I can work those aspects of who they are or what their company's culture is all about into those events, because I think that's what's so important when you walk into whatever event it might be, you know, whether you're going to a charity event or a birthday party. From the time you walk in, or even the time you get the invitation in the mail, to the time you walk away from that party, you should feel the culture of that person or that company. And that's what we specialize in at Burke Design and Planning.
Right. It's a lot better. I've been to some events where they obviously haven't done that. And it's been like a cold event.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, you walk in and you're just like, okay, when are we done?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You get your drink, you eat a couple peanuts, you leave. But yeah I definitely, the details are in the design. You know, it's so important to make somebody feel like that event is an experience, not just an event. They should be talking about it weeks later.
Right. I agree. So do you get to travel a lot? I know that you went to Florida. So are you looking to travel a lot, or do you want to just stay right here in this area?
No, you know, I definitely think Atlanta has a lot to offer. So far I've done events in Atlanta and I've done two events so far in Florida. Definitely looking to expand my portfolio. If I have the right client come to me and they're willing to bring me to them, then I would love the opportunity to add more destinations to my portfolio.
Is there any place that you look forward to going to?
You know, I always, like, Charleston would be an excellent place to plan an event.
That's a good place.
Yeah, Charleston's always nice. Savannah even. But really, I'm open to wherever. I think each location lends its, you know, unique opportunities.
Okay, so what tips would you have for our listeners as far as event planning?
Yeah, so if you're just, you know, one of my favorite things that I tell people all the time, if you're just hosting some people at your home, one of my go-to tips is good lighting. You have to have good lighting because there's so many aspects about entertaining that's important. You know, juggling a lot, but you don't ever want to walk into a room that's really brightly lit with fluorescent lights. It doesn't make people feel warm or comfortable.
Right.
So the first thing you can do if you're having a dinner party or you're just planning your event on your own, you know, dim the lights, light a few candles. It automatically makes people feel comfortable and welcome, and you get to create that environment of community.
I prefer not to wear sunglasses inside.
You and me both.
So what quality do you look for in events when you're doing them?
You know, when I'm doing an event, one of the most exciting things that I get to do is work with a variety of clients. Like I said, you know, everybody's different. They have their own personalities. So getting to, A, be challenged is really exciting, but B, also have a client that's willing to think outside the box. You know, we live in a world that is dominated so heavily by social media. And so I think a lot of people get overwhelmed when they're planning events with Pinterest and, you know, magazines and blogs, and how can they do that? But what you have to think is, how can I do something that hasn't been on Pinterest, or how can I do something that hasn't been published?
Something totally different.
So that's where I come in. You know, I try to use my creativity to think of things outside of the box.
Okay. So let me ask you this. What would be your dream client?
My dream clients. We're thinking like big dreams, right?
Whatever you want to do.
I have always had, if I'm being quite honest, I've always had a love affair with award parties. From the time I was really young, I come from a family who loves to entertain and have people over. And so we used to go to a family friend's and throw a big Oscars party. So that was something that I grew up loving. If I could one day throw the pre-party for the Oscars, that would be a dream of mine. So we're talking big here.
Well, that's okay, because my dream is to go to the Oscars.
Perfect.
So, see? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we can do it together.
There you go. are there any, besides that, mm-hmm. any smaller dream clients that you would look for, like in the area or, you know, flown around or wherever?
Yeah, definitely. Gosh, I'm trying to think of my dream client isn't a specific person, I don't think, but it's somebody who comes to me and kind of has a similar understanding of the appreciation of community that events bring. So while I will do events up to 100, 175 people, that sweet spot is like the 25, 30 person event. You know, you're bringing people into your home to celebrate something. Maybe it's a milestone in your life, a retirement party. That's the kind of clients that amaze me, because they have such unique personalities, and I get to really work those details into the event. So somebody who's throwing, you know, any kind of special event like that would be somebody that I would want to work with.
So you mentioned it a couple times, the community,
mm-hmm.
and you mentioned that you've done some charity events. So would you do what kind of charity or community events would you do? If you were able to just, you know, if you had it full time and you were, and somebody came and said, hey, I got a community event or charity event, mm-hmm. what would you do?
And I guess it's a pretty opportune time. I see you in your pink Zaxi shirt, and
yeah.
Breast cancer awareness is actually something that's really close to my heart. And one of my events in college, even, so this is way before Burke Design and Planning even came about, was an event for survivors of breast cancer. So it's been something that's kind of been turning in my brain, you know, over the past few months of me launching my business. My hope is in October of 2016, actually, to plan on a much larger scale than I did in college, an event in the Atlanta area for survivors of breast cancer and their families. Just an evening to celebrate them and the fight they've gone through. So actually, I guess comes at an opportune time that you've asked me about that, being that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So that's definitely a goal of mine in 2016 to create that charity event and then hopefully have it be an annual event.
Okay. So talking about large events, small events, and mm-hmm. you said that 25 to 35 people would be about your sweet spot for mm-hmm. an event. Are there any events like that you would do? Tell us about how you would go about planning a 150 event or 100-person event, as opposed to a 25 mm-hmm. person event.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, obviously planning an event for 100 plus people, you're doing everything on a much larger scale. And depending on the level of involvement that a client hires me for, you know, whether that's from start to finish, you know, you're doing the invitations to the party favor that the guest walks out the door with. I think that I can still work in an incredible amount of detail in those 100, 150 person events. But yeah, you're doing it on a much larger scale.
Right.
So it takes a lot of juggling. You know, you're working with a long list of vendors that you're trying to keep organized. My number one goal is to keep my client 100% satisfied. I want them to be happy. I want them to walk away feeling like they were not stressed at all. Because that's what I'm here for, not only to help them with the design and the creation of it, but also to help them implement and plan everything from A to Z. So, yeah, working on a big event, it's fun. Like I said, I like challenges. So while I love those 25, 35 person events, I also get really excited when somebody says, all right, Michelle, I want to plan a wedding and I'm going to invite 150 people. So
that's a big event.
Yeah.
Are there any venues that you won't do?
No, I'm pretty open to venues. You know, as long as it's hard sometimes when a client has an idea that I know can't work, you want to work with the client as much as possible, but I'm also there to provide the best advice possible. Hasn't happened a lot. But it's happened a couple of times where we've had to rethink the venue selection, just based on logistics and the way the venue was laid out. But off the top of my head, there's nowhere specific that I wouldn't be open to do.
Have you had an event that just didn't go the way you wanted it to?
My philosophy is that even if it, in my mind, didn't go the right way or, you know, something went wrong, my client should never know that. I should be, you know, making sure that it all looks seamless.
Right. Is there, and I know that you haven't had any unhappy clients.
That I know of, yep.
That you know of. Well, that's good. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know, I just think overall, being a small business owner, it's daunting at first. It takes a lot of time and commitment. But it's also really inspiring. You know, you get to surround yourself, like I've said a few times so far, with other really creative and unique individuals that I might not have ever met before. So overall, anybody ever thinking about launching their own business, if you have the time and you have, you know, the drive and passion behind it, I'm so supportive of other small business owners and, you know, shop local. It's the way to do it. You know, go look for those folks who are out there and hitting the ground running and really wanting to create something unique. Other than that, you know, it's just been such a joy since I started this. I get to do what I love to do every single day. And I might be tired sometimes and I might need a couple extra cups of coffee, but it's so worth it to be able to live out my dream and, you know, hopefully have that be something that's with me for the rest of my life.
Well, being happy at what you do is very worthwhile.
Very worthwhile.
So let's back up for just a second. Okay. How did you get into doing what you do? How did you get your clients, like your first clients and all that? What was your process in that?
So like I said, you know, I went to that workshop in February and my wheels started turning and I was able to kind of learn from the other folks there, you know, what were the struggles they went through? What would they not do again in starting their own business? So luckily I had that background first. But the process has been a long one. You know, you definitely, it takes a lot. You have to get your brand started. So coming up with the name was number one, and then coming up with the logo, the website, and then really starting to market it. Right. So, the first thing I did to make sure that I had, you know, some quality, information on my website and things to support my business, or, you know, putting together a few projects that I had photographers come and actually take, you know, solid photographs of so that I had that on my website. But getting my first client was word of mouth. Honestly, you know, somebody that I knew that I was launching this business and put the faith in me and said, well, I'd love to be your first client. And from there, it really has been a lot of word of mouth. Social media has been incredible, you know, Instagram and Facebook, and that all leads them to my website, which has so far been a great tool.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of, you know, we see more and more large corporations getting on social media now when they didn't before.
Yeah.
Like I know that Zaxby's has just, you know, within a few years ago had just gotten on Twitter and now Instagram and Facebook, you know, and all that. Small businesses, for small businesses, it's a big thing.
Huge.
It's a huge thing. And I mean, that's where I started my franchises. You know, I started getting catering orders off of there. And for you, I'm sure that it's a huge thing.
Yep.
And that's what I, you know, I like to tell everybody also, you know, all small businesses, if you don't start working your social media, then, you know, you're just shouting out your door.
Yep. You've got to be present on social media. And so far, you know, Instagram has actually just been huge because I think it's obviously a way for me to showcase the projects I've been working on. So not only am I able to connect with clients there, I'm also able to connect with folks that I might work with in the future, you know, potential vendors that I'm really interested in and the community that it brings. You know, I've become social media friends with people that I've ended up going to get coffee with. And then, you know, we do a project together, which is just so neat to me that this little, you know, this little app in your phone is able to bring that together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Instagram is huge because not only do you get to, you know, tell about the event, you get to showcase it.
Exactly.
I mean, you get to, I mean, it's like an online portfolio.
Yeah, definitely.
So, so that's great. Okay. So let's hit all your social media handles, your website, and anything that you want to tell everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me at www.burkedesignandplanning.com. Instagram, my Instagram handle is at MICHTBURKE. Catch up with all my latest projects, what I'm working on, what's coming up in the future. You can also find me on Facebook if you Google or if you look up Burke Design and Planning. So those are the best ways to find me. But definitely check out my website. I always keep it updated with new pictures of projects that I've worked on. It's got all the information on my latest styled shoot that was featured on Camille Styles Lifestyle Blog. So yeah, definitely check it out.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michelle, for being here.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
Absolutely. I appreciate you being here, and it's been a pleasure for me.
Absolutely.
Make sure that you check Michelle out and check out Burke Design and Planning for any of your event needs.
Absolutely.
And we are going to head out. Make sure you follow us at Zaxby's 2080 LRR and Zaxby's 591 SMP on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. 591 South Marietta Parkway and Lower Roswell Road. Thank you and have a great day.
This show is brought to you by Zaxby's. Indescribably good. Your resource for any catering needs. Learn more at Zaxby's.com.